I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now we're going to talk to Wolfgang Puck, who is getting ready for the big governor's ball.
Yeah.
After the Oscars on Sunday. And we've had Wolfgang on the show before. He joins us now on the Framingham Ford studio line. Wolfgang.
Good morning. How are you?
How you doing, man? It's always great to have you on at this time of year.
Yeah, great to talk to you in Boston. You know, I come to Boston in March for a month. I'm going to do my final class at Harvard.
Oh, you are?
Wow. Harvard Business School.
Awesome. Yeah. What are you going? Are you? Is there food involved? Because I might sign up.
Okay, you should, because in my living group, you get good food, because the chef there, David, is a friend of mine, so I have him cook stuff for us all the time, so we live well in school.
Now, what are you you teaching? Kind of the business of being a restaurateur? Is that what you're teaching?
No. I'm learning. I'm going to the regular business school, OP, Owner President's Management, and that's what I learn new things. So it's really a very exciting program, and I'm very happy to be there. And I graduate end of March, finally. Finally, I went to college for a few months. That's good.
Well, listen, what do you end up? You end up serving about 1,500 of the Hollywood celebrities on Sunday. Is that difficult? It must be difficult when it comes to who wants to sit where and who doesn't like so-and-so. And how do you handle all that?
You know, that is a little bit the truth. But, you know, we have more or less an open seating, just in, like we do in the restaurant. So we know if Spielberg comes or Inarritu comes or Cuarón comes, we know where to sit them, or the actors where to sit them. So I think it makes it actually easier and more fun. And it's more like a big cocktail party in a way. You know, with small plates, we don't serve huge portion. It's formal dinner. People can mingle around and get all kind of food. We make over 30 different dishes. So if you're a vegan or vegetarian or whatever you like, we have it for you.
With over 30 different dishes, but there's always that one person, right, who has to have something special on the side. Have you ever been challenged by that?
You know what? We have six cooks just doing special things. If we don't have salmon on the menu, for example, and somebody said, I want just a grilled salmon, or I just want a simple pasta with tomato, basil, and garlic, we actually can make it. So, but we have so many dishes, from our potato with caviar to our macaroni and cheese for the more set ones, or for the people who like traditional food. We also have our chicken pot pie with black truffles, or our pianelotti with Reggiano Parmesan, or we have the second year actually our Miyazaki Wagyu beef with a spicy carrot ginger puree and the yuzu ponzu sauce. We have fish, we have the lune mare, because we could get it really fresh. And then, like this year, for new things, we have a Nashville-style hot fried quail with red velvet waffles and house-made pickles.
Oh,
we also have a recipe.
Wolfgang.
We have a recipe for my mother, the ricotta dumplings with watercress and the lemon hazelnut butter. So there's something for everybody. Plus, we have our pizzas, we have our smoked salmon Oscars, the mini burgers, you name it. I mean, there's so much food. I think it's something for everybody.
I just want to know how many quails had to give their lives so the Hollywood people could celebrate the Oscars. That's what I want to know.
We have 500 quails. You know, we have over 400 pounds of the Miyazaki beef. We have hundreds and hundreds of our Oscars, the smoked salmon. We actually have 450 pounds of smoked salmon, so that's really quite a few salmon. So we have lots and lots of food. I have 200 chefs in the kitchen.
Wow.
So that way we can actually produce the food in a timely manner, because altogether we will do over 20,000 plates.
I hope
in an hour and a half.
I hope you don't have any plastic straws out there, because I know that will upset some of the Hollywood people.
They can drink out of the glasses, okay? We drink champagne, so they don't want to drink that with a plastic straw. I hope not. Somebody might bring one, but we don't have them.
Now, let me ask a question as a legendary chef. This is a very important question for me. If you could only have one sauce, only one, okay? What would you say? What is the single greatest sauce in the history of sauces, Wolfgang Puck?
You know, it's the one I haven't made yet, maybe.
Oh, to me, that's not an answer.
I like it.
I mean, give me an answer. Give me an answer. What?
For me, I could use, I could make a great sauce if I just have butter.
Yeah.
You know, if you cook a fish, add lemon juice and butter. If you cook a meat, add a little beef stock or a chicken stock to it when you cook, and a little butter makes everything taste better.
So what about out of the mother sauces? What would you say is the single greatest sauce?
Well, you know, it really depends. I think probably a velouté would be the best thing for me, because I could add a lot of different things to it and even make soups with it or chicken pot pie with it. So that's a velouté.
Now, what film do you think is going to win the Best Picture on Sunday?
That's a good question. I thought maybe Bohemian Rhapsody as a surprise.
Yes.
Wow.
I agree.
I know everybody thinks it's Roma, but I thought Roma to me was a little slow, especially the beginning.
Yeah.
So I thought Bohemian Rhapsody, and I love Queen, so I think Freddie Mercury was amazing, so I hope he wins.
And the actor who plays him, Rami Malek.
Yeah, he's amazing too.
Does not, when eating steak with the teeth, does not need to use a knife.
Right.
He does not have to use a knife. Yes.
So he can have our Miyazaki beef. You don't need a knife either. You can cut it with a fork.
Chef, I was just reading that they're going to include cannabis edibles in this year's goodie bag. Are you going to double your production of food, just in case, by that time the munchies will be kicking in, well, by the time the ball happens?
They did not offer me any, so I don't know. Yeah, unfortunately, see, I get cut out of that.
Have you done any cooking with cannabis?
No, actually not. No. You know, I was thinking about it because more and more people use it in cookies and different things, in oils and whatever it is. I actually going to try it out on myself one of these days when I have time. I'm going to get some and actually learn about it, because you go to stores, they have so many different things.
Yeah, you ought to
when
slap
you have a
it,
couple of days.
Slap it on one of those pizzas at Spago. And people go crazy for it there.
Exactly. Instead of basil, we have cannabis.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm telling pizza. You, a whole new crowd would be at Spago.
I know.
It sounds to me like it's going to be another extraordinary event. I think have you been doing this for 25 years?
This is going to be the 25th year. It's amazing. We started down at the Shrine Auditorium, down at the Music Center, and since about 20 years, we have the Dolby Theater, as it's called now, in Hollywood. So we built two beautiful kitchens and everything, so it's really much easier now than in the old time, where we had to transport everything with trucks downtown from Spago. So now it's I think pretty organized. And you know, I have Eric, who is a great chef, and I have even people like Lydia Shire and her son used to come out and cook with us from Boston. So we have a lot of chefs, 200 altogether, 600 people working in the dining room. So it's really a well organized and well-oiled machine now, the way we do it.
Who would you say is the greatest all-time chef from Boston?
Well, you know, that would be a very hard thing to do, but I think, you know, I know the older ones like Jasper White and Lydia Shire.
Yes. What about Julia?
Who would you think? Who would you think? You know Boston better than me.
Well, I would say that Lydia certainly could lay claim to that. You know, we got Michael Schlau, who's a pretty good chef here. I was going to ask you, though, if you ever got the chance to meet Julia Child.
Many times. I did TV shows with her. I knew her very well.
You did. Did you know that she was a CIA spy at the time when you met her?
I said that was her husband worked for the CIA. Paul.
She was working for them also.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why she wanted to interview you. She was suspicious. She's like, wait a minute. All right. Well, it's extraordinary to have you on as always, and we will. You won't necessarily tell me the best sauce, but you will say that you think it's going to be Bohemian Rhapsody for Best Picture. So, Wolfgang, good luck on Sunday.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. There goes Wolfgang Puck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.